Blog Talk Radio.
DJ Magic Spin.
What's the name of your clothing line? We don't know.
Rubber Shop Talk 101.
What's the name of your clothing line? We don't know. Take a few steps back. You don't have the answers, though. You don't have the answers, though.
Rubber Shop Talk 101.
You don't have the answers. I've been doing this more than you. I've been doing this.
Yeah. Happy Friday, everybody. Happy Friday, DJ Magic Spins. What's good, my dude?
What's up, FB Illustrious, man? Happy Friday right back at you, bruh. What's up, everybody?
You know what, listening. Man? You know what I figured out, man? I was just thinking. Should we let the audience know now? Should we tell them the information?
Good. Hey, that's on you, man. Go ahead and let him in.
Yeah, well, it's unfortunate. Due to unfortunate circumstances, this will be our last show on Blog Talk Radio.
Yeah, it sucks, man. Got shut down, man. We said some things last week, and we heard from, like, the commissioner or whatever, whoever, I don't even know his name, but the dude that owns the whole Blog Talk Radio site or whatever. Yeah, we got to shut it down, man. And it's messed up because we just got started, too. Like, we really just got started.
April Fools. That was a good one, man. That was a good one.
I had to get that
April
off early.
What is April Fools anyway? I mean, you know, last show we did was St. Patty's Day. I mean, they... seems like they're just pulling, you know, these random holidays, you know, like, what is April Fool's? Where did that originate from? Do you have any idea?
I don't know. That's interesting because I have no idea where it started. I know that, you know, people look forward to it. I know my boy, my homie at work, Lewis, he's looking forward to it. He's probably going to do some type of prank or something like that. But, yeah, man, I don't know. I have no idea where it
according to, according to Wikipedia. I just looked it up. It says some historians speculate that April Fool's Day dates back to 1582 when France switched from the Julian calendar to the Gregorian calendar as called by the Council of Trent in 1563. Now, what the hell does it have to do with jokes, man, playing pranks on people?
Who knows, man? I don't know. So let me ask you, have you ever participated? Like, have you ever really, really pranked the hell out of somebody for April Fool's Day?
Negative, man, because I don't like to play with people's blood pressure. You know, that never really was my thing. Because if I was to do that to my pops, rest in peace, you know, he probably would smack me in my face, man. Like, don't ever do anything like that again. So I never really did anything like that. I mean, you know, I played April Fool's on a lot of chicks back in the day, to say the least. Like, you know, if I got caught up or something, it was a joke. We just played.
Sure, it wasn't well received. Like, I love you, April Fool's.
Like, what about you, man? Have you ever did anything crazy?
Nah, never nothing crazy, man. But every time I think about April Fool's Day, it takes me back to my childhood. I remember, man, we had, you know, we had the rules at our house was it wasn't, you know, we had to ask for snacks. It's totally different these days where, you know, these kids go in the refrigerator and the pantry and get whatever the hell they want. But when I was growing up, and I guess this is, you know, showing my age a little bit, but I don't care. We used to have to ask for snacks. So my parents had this sucker jar or whatever, and, you know, my brother Mike, you know, how silly he is. He's always been silly. And it didn't just start now. He's been silly as a kid. It wasn't actually April Fool's. It was, like, probably a week after April Fool's. And I remember he had got a sucker out of that jar or whatever, or so my parents thought. Basically, he had his tongue in his mouth, and he had a sucker stick hanging out of his mouth, and we had just asked for a sucker out of the sucker jar. Mom said no, and she came in the room and seen he had that sucker stick in his mouth and was like, What the hell? I just told you no. Mm. Man, it was priceless. It was so priceless, bro. Like it's hard to recreate the scenery from that situation, but I hope Mike is listening because he's probably bugging up right now. See, Triple OG is on the line. it was funny, man. That's probably the only memorable thing I remember about any April Fool's Day pranks. I ain't never been a part of no I'm playing it or nothing crazy like that. But
I mean, I've seen a few Facebook posts where they show the little pregnancy test that's positive and stuff like that. I mean, that's so predictable. It's like, we already know what it is. It's like, come on.
You already know what to expect. Come April 1st, you already know what to expect. It's only a few people that really don't pick up on it. You know what I mean? It's just, I don't know. I guess as a grown person, it really ain't the thing to do. Not for me, anyway. I take life a little more seriously than that. I guess.
Exactly. Well, I mean, on a serious note, I mean, there's a lot of things that's been going on, man, in the news lately, man. I mean, I'm a little disappointed, in sports right now. I mean, particularly, the National Football League, which is a shame, I mean, I see a lot of people saying, I mean, you want to bring them up to speed, what's going on? If they don't know.
Talking about Colin Kaepernick, man. Of course, Colin Kaepernick was last year, he was exercising his right as a U.S. citizen to not stand for the national anthem based on the stuff that was going on, cops killing all these kids. And me personally, man, I really commended him for that because he does have the power and the ability to stand up for what he believes in on a level where people – are able, he's out there. He's an NFL quarterback. Like, we have a platform, but he has a platform. He has millions of watchers. Yeah, he has millions of watchers every Sunday, or at least he did. What do you think about him not being picked up so far? Like,
well, I don't know if you noticed today it was just disclosed that, some of the elites within the organization were saying that now the reason they don't want to pick him up is because he's a vegan.
What?
Yeah, man. It just came out. A lot of owners are saying they don't want to take a risk, because he could lose weight. I mean, they're just really, really pulling strings. I mean, given the fact that most NFL owners, they're right wing conservatives. And just playing devil's advocate for a second. If he was an NFL owner, would you want to take that risk on bringing him on to organization, especially if you play, like, say you were the owner of Dallas Cowboys and you know what their fan base is like?
Man.
They're going to get a lot of backlash. They just don't want to take
that risk. Man, but the thing is, though, The problem I have with it is the fact that he's not doing anything wrong.
He's exercising his right.
Yeah,
yep.
He's exercising his right. Where does it say that you have to stand up for the national anthem? Where does it say that? Somebody show me where it says that it's mandatory that you stand your ass up.
America's golden boy QB, Tom Brady, he took a knee because he was praying. He didn't stand.
Yeah. Right.
But, let alone it's like you can have cocaine charges, you can beat your wife, we'll pick you up. But if you want to exercise your right due to the climatic situation in this country, it's like, oh, no, we don't want to go there. We don't want to do that. We don't want to lose sales, They just don't want to take that risk. And I think – I forgot what owner he said verbatim, I don't want to pick him up because I don't want to get a nasty tweet from the president. Let me pull it up. It's hilarious. You got to check it out.
It's
pretty disgusting, man.
It's been like that for a minute, Hedy Stamaine.
I know it's been like that for a minute, but thank you, Kanye. It's been like that for a minute. I know with Mahmoud Abdul-Rauf. For the Denver Nuggets, You know, he didn't at the pinnacle of his career, he retired. You know, and he was exercising, you know, his First Amendment right. But here we go. I found the clip. Let's pull it up.
And you know, your San Francisco quarterback, I'm sure nobody ever heard of him. I'm just reporting the news.
Having some technical difficulties.
There was an article today. I love to report the news, and then they said I made a mistake, right? I said, no, the people reporting the news made a mistake if it's wrong. But there was an article today, it was reported, that NFL owners don't want to pick him up because they don't want to get a nasty tweet from Donald Trump. Do you believe that?
how sick is that, man? I mean,
So let me ask you. So do you think it's a matter of him being blackballed because of him not standing up, or do you think, for the national anthem, or is it just the fact that he's had a couple bad seasons?
I think it's a combination of both. I mean, you know, Kaepernick as a QB, you know, with his first option isn't available, you know, he throws it away. I mean, he's not in the amount of money that he's wanting. It would just really be interesting to see if he would eliminate this whole, you know, him standing up. It almost seems like I said, I'm playing devil's advocate again. Seems like, okay, he knows that he's kind of scrubbing right now. You know, he's riding the bench. So let me bring some, you know, political light to the situation. It's like, you know, it's been like that for a minute, as Kanye said. Why now? Why? How come he didn't do that at the pinnacle, you know, when he went to the Super Bowl? You know what I mean? But why now, when all of a sudden he's on the bench, now he's getting a lot of attention? I mean, I respect hands down what the man's doing. He rented like a Turkish Airlines airline to donate food to Somalia. I mean, he's doing a lot of good things. But it's just like, I don't know if it's coincidental because his career kind of is almost down the toilet right now, you know, just without the political, climate that's going on. It'd be really interesting to see, okay, would they still pick him up? Because, I mean, he's not that great. He's not that great, man.
Well, just a few years ago, he had the 49ers in the NFC Division Championship game. This was just a few years ago. You know, just a few years ago, everybody looked at this guy. Everybody had Kaepernick jerseys. Nobody knew who the hell Colin Kaepernick was. Didn't nobody know whether he was black or white.
Yeah,
nobody knew who he was.
He had the highest selling jersey. He had the highest selling jersey.
Yeah. I mean, I play football, man, and it's.
And I got a source from my source. I want to give a shout out to Tony Glazer out there. One of my sources just feeded me. Kaepernick, he actually got voted, team captain. By his teammates last season, you know.
I mean, the
49ers, they suck basically, essentially. I mean,
now they do, but it's not the quarterback's fault. You can't put all that on the quarterback. Their team sucks. I'm sorry, 49er fans, but they do suck. They've sucked for a couple years now, and it's not just the quarterback's fault. I mean, you can't blame the whole team's failure on one guy, even though that one guy is supposed to be like, you know, the quarterback is always the face of the offense. But let's talk about the defense. I mean, defense wins football games too. It's not just offense. So Colin Kaepernick comes into the situation where he's named the starter after, you know, one season. Basically, they gave him a chance and he shined. They like the way he run. I mean, dude is huge and he's fast as hell. So it's like, I mean, you can't say that he's a scrub. Is he the most accurate quarterback? No. But dude throws the ball hella hard. And he's, you know, he's not the best quarterback. But that's interesting because Shannon Sharp was just talking about this the other day. Shannon Sharp was like, well, what about Johnny Manziel? How many chances is he going to get? I mean, this dude is out here on drugs and everything. And he still keeps getting chances. The Saints are talking about bringing in Johnny Manziel.
Yeah,
you know, I mean, he's a white boy though. So, yeah. Who's the distraction? The guy that's getting suspended for games for you know,
point.
Drugs and beating up chicks and whatever the hell else he want
to
do.
Yeah, it has a lot of validity.
Is that the distraction?
Looks like we got a 515 in, man. Should we go to the open line so they can speak their mind? Looks like somebody's trying to call in.
Yeah, let's go to the open line, man. Go ahead and holler at 515. Let me go and bring them on.
Speak your mind on open line.
Yo, what's up, Barbershop? I like the topic and everything like that. I just had my little 2 cents real quick on Kaepernick. I mean, come on, we all know that. How many quarterbacks in the league haven't taken their team to the NFC Championship game? It's an awful lot. So for people to say that he sucks and this and the third, the whole 49ers team sucks the last 2 years. They have no talent. So you can't just put it all on Kaepernick. When he came in, he was actually moving the ball. I mean, they weren't no rock stars, but he was working on what he had. You know, when you ain't got no talent and nothing to work with, what you supposed to do? People just use that as a crutch to say, oh, he's this or he's that. I mean, at the end of the day, like the man just said, he was voted team captain by his teammates by the end of the year. So, I mean, if he's such a horrible person, I mean, nobody got a gun in their head making him do that.
Right.
And he contributed a lot to charities. He worked with kids a lot. Like, what is he doing that, for instance, right, I can't even be a Bears fan, right, because who did they just pick up? First of all, they gave Cutler a shitload of money. They backed the Brinks truck up for him. We had to suffer through him for years, even though he sucked. Now this Ryan Pace GM guy, he's on his way out next year, too. He talking about some Mike Glennon is the Bears starting quarterback. This nigga ain't played 2 years. Tampa Bay ain't that great.
Right.
You know what I'm saying? Like,
right.
He ain't played 2 years. Now you just give him $15 million a year just all like it ain't nothing. Oh, you ain't playing 2 years? You getting 3 years, $45 million? But Kaepernick is asking for $9 million, and that's too much? Man, we all know, like the brother said, the NFL owners, majority of them, first of all, ain't no black NFL owners. I mean, that's majority. I think Venus and Serena might have a small piece of Miami. Don't quote me on that, though. We all know that they all these Republican cats who own all these Fortune 500 companies. So they look at how many black people is in management, in coaching, in all these different positions in the NFL. Not a lot. The same amount of people that's in management positions within their companies. Do the math and do the research on all the companies,
right,
all these NFL owners own, and I guarantee you on their board of directors, it ain't that many people that got that much shade in their pigmentation. You know, so they're racist in itself. You know what I'm saying? Are you trying to tell me it's the same thing in NBA? You trying to tell me the league is 90% black, but the people who have played it aren't qualified to coach? Hey, come on, get out of here. They're not qualified to be GMs? Get out of here. But this guy who sat around and his dad
right.
was a coach or this, he's qualified, though, to be a coach or a video coordinator? Come on, man, get out of here. We all know what it is at the end of the day. It's the name of semantics. And the NFL wants to blame their viewership going down on Kaepernick. Well, Drew Brees said it best. He said Kaepernick ain't the problem. Like they say, it's a no-fun league. They just came out with a memo saying what's appropriate and not appropriate celebration. I mean, come on, man. We ain't doing brain surgery.
Right.
This is entertainment.
Right.
You understand?
Exactly.
Scoring a touchdown is probably one of the hardest
exactly.
things you could do. You know what I'm saying? So if I want to get in the end zone and celebrate and spike the ball or throw it to the goalpost, who cares? See, it's just a game.
So let me ask you this question, caller. Let me ask you this question. Let's just say if the verdict is out, the whole reason why the blackballing him is because of the whole, you know, political, you know, ideology, standing up for
right.
your rights, you know, not standing for the
right.
flag. What do you do from that point? I mean, would you take a stance to say, okay, you know what? This is the organization. I am not going to support it.
Well, here's the thing. It's just like all those people that say, "Oh, well, I'm not racist or anything like that," you know, because I had a lot of white friends. I grew up with a lot of white kids, so my best friends is so. But you know, who knows? But I know how some of their friends are too. You know, when they using the N word behind closed doors, are you stopping it? Are you saying no? Don't do that. No, most people ain't. So, I say that to say that, you know, when they get in these owners' rooms and the meetings and stuff, you know, you might not like it, but ain't nobody saying that, so you inclusive in that. So my point is, we're talking about the good old boys network here. Yeah, everybody know what that
yeah.
is. So at the
yeah.
end of the day, is a GM or owner who already don't have nobody to look like me sitting at the dinner table ever or can say that a black person is one of their best friends in the inner circle, hardly any of them. So to say that they're going to take that chance, they're probably not. But at the end of the day, we all know that probably half the quarterbacks that start in this league are garbage, you know, just garbage. And the
yeah.
backups are even worse. I don't understand that. So you're trying to tell me?
Yeah, but my question was, caller though, is if you know that's how the climate of the GMs are, right? If it's known that okay, they're racist and they're taking a stance and they're gonna blackballing him, you know, make an example. Hey, you better not stand up for what you believe. Will you still watch on Sunday or Monday? The NFL.
Let me sum it up real quick for you. There's a bunch of garbage-ass quarterbacks in the league. And guess what? If you don't win, your GM ain't going to be there. He's going to lose his job anyway. So I would rather you, instead of a Mike Glennon or Mark Sanchez, this butt fumble guy, I would much rather me roll the dice with my career with a guy that's won the NFC Championship before, period. You know what I'm saying? Short of Blake. He said he won a chance to start. That don't mean he's going to start. There's a lot of garbage teams out there.
Yeah.
Look at the Jets. Look at the Browns. You trying to tell me that he's not good enough to play for any team? Or even
Houston,
man.
hey, for real, call it.
Hey, I appreciate what y'all brothers doing. I'm going to go ahead and let y'all finish the talk. I'm going to continue to listen, though.
Man, it's you right, man. It's a lot of I can think of several teams right now that have a garbage ass starting quarterback. I know Kaepernick could start for some of these teams. Jacksonville, let's put them out there. Cleveland, put them out there. Who else? You know, there's a few quarterbacks that's retiring that definitely need a backup, like Carson Palmer for the Cardinals. You know, even if he doesn't start, I think he has proven himself to be worthy of, you know, to be an NFL quarterback. See, the Rams can use him. The Rams can definitely use him. The Rams won't do it because they too scary. We already know that. The Rams ain't going to do it. The Rams have always been scary. But yeah, he definitely has a place in the league somewhere.
I totally get that. But my point that I'm trying to make is, okay, you know, we're so quick to say, oh, it's wrong. You know, I even seen some Facebook, you know, posts boycott the NFL. You know, how are you going to set an example? You know, if we keep supporting networks like the NFL, if we keep going out on Black Friday, you know, spending $3,000 on Jordans. The only way, if you really want to make a point in this country, you know, fuck sports, man. You know what I mean? If you really want to make a point, I don't think, you know, there's enough people out there that's willing to take a stand and say, you know what? I'm not going to watch the NFL because of this.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? You know, you got to take a stand. It's not going to happen. You know, and that's why they're able to do the things that they're doing. Because, you know, we're just worried about we gotta watch games on Sunday. Yeah, that's sad and all. But we'll still do it. Just like with Jordans. He spends like so much money for the private, you know, prison industrial complex. But at the end of the day, we're still lining up, you know, making this man a billionaire. And this man doesn't even do nothing for the community. When are we gonna actually make a stand? That's why I do respect Kaepernick. He actually did take a knee and made that stand and said, listen, you know, you guys are going to, you know, watch me. But I think as a consensus, as a people, in order to really be heard, you know, I think don't buy any jerseys from the NFL. Don't watch it. And then it's going to be like, okay, you know, if somebody wants to make a point, if somebody wants to take a stand, let's do that. Otherwise, they're going to keep doing what they're doing.
You know what it is? I think the reason that they keep doing what they're doing is because, for one, people like Kaepernick, the people that do step forward and put their careers on the line, which is why I respect him, put his career out there. This man is risking not ever getting a paycheck from the NFL again,
right,
based on his beliefs. You have
exactly
to respect that.
Exactly.
The problem is, there's no other supporters.
That's
other
what
people
I'm saying.
Come
we're
forward.
Still,
they're worried
we're
about
still
this
gonna,
paycheck.
Exactly.
You know, they're still going to keep playing, and he doesn't have enough support. There's not one person can't make a change by himself.
I know.
We're still gonna
watch the NFL games on TV, regardless if, you know, the owner said, you know, whatever. Just like with
the
NBA thing with that. Yeah, the players. I'm just saying with the fans too. Yeah, of course. But my point is this. That's why they're making such a concrete example with Colin Kaepernick. Because these players, they don't want to get behind them because they don't want to be in that situation when they can't get picked up. You know, so I think it just has to be a collective consensus from the players and, you know, the fans. But, I mean, it is difficult. It is difficult. That's like, you know, giving up candy for Lent. You know what I mean? I mean, it's hard.
Yeah.
It's hard, but
I mean,
if you really want to make a stance.
Realistically,
people are not going to stop watching football.
I know.
It
of
does
course
not matter
not.
What
of course
happens.
Not.
It don't matter what's going on in politics. It don't matter how many kids are getting shot by cops. It does not matter.
I know.
They're not going to stop watching football. Why? Because
you know
people
why?
Just love football. People
you
love
know
football.
Why?
White people
wanna
love football.
Exactly.
Black people, women, men, everybody loves football.
I get
people
it.
Are not going to stop.
Get it. I get
it's
it.
It's way bigger than football at this point. People
I
are not going to stop
and
watching football.
I get it. Because you know, I get it. Because people, you want to know why? Because when Rome fell, when Rome was falling, you know what they did to distract the people, the consensus, from knowing that Rome was falling. You know what Caesar did? He built the Colosseum. He built the Colosseum so people can watch the gladiator sports so they can forget about what's really going on. It's just a huge platform for distraction. Of course, you know, I don't care what they do, but I'm still going to watch it. You know,
yeah,
they can hang somebody on the field. I'm still going to watch football. I just have to watch it because it's a distraction. It's a distraction
it's like,
from the political climate, what's going on.
It's like how in the 90s, when they were trying to blame, you know, cops getting killed. They tried to blame Ice-T, cop killer. You know what I'm saying? They tried to blame rap music, and they still do. They try to blame rap, well, not as much now because it's more accepted now culturally. But they tried to blame rap music for all these people dying and, you know, violence going on. You know, it just, it's, you know, but people aren't going to stop listening to it. You know what
right.
I'm saying? It's not gonna happen because it's too big. Once it gets out there, it's too big for it to be shut down. But since we're talking about sports and being shut down, let's talk about the NBA real quick. Let's just talk about the NBA real quick. You know, Adam Silver, the commissioner of the NBA, has threatened recently to give teams penalties. NBA teams that rest their stars without notice. And this was following a Warriors and Cavaliers game, you know, the two championship teams from last year. You know, the Warriors rested Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green, and Andre Iguodala when they played against the Spurs. Now, do you think that something like that is fair? Is that fair for the league or is it fair for the fans? Like, how do you feel about that? Like, they're considering giving teams fines for sitting the players.
Let me tell you this, man. It's one thing for season ticket holders. You know, say I save my money up, you know, it's my son's birthday, and, you know, I spend thousands of dollars to reserve a skybox seat because my son loves LeBron James. Couldn't wait all year. And when I get to the game, he's only playing 3 minutes? I'm going to be upset. I get it. He has to rest. They have to rest. They're human beings. They're athletes. They need to rest. But I think if they're going to take that route, I think they should disclose somewhat of a schedule, like a pre-schedule. You know, okay, if you want to go to this game, you know, LeBron James may not be playing. Because I don't think it's fair to the fans, because if I spend all this money, I'm going to Cleveland to watch Bron, you know?
Right.
LeBron and Kyrie are sitting on the bench? Come on, man.
Okay. So I hear you. I hear you on that, right? So, and that's his whole thing. Commissioner Silver is saying that, you know, to rest these people without notice is wrong. At the same time, like you said, are these guys robots? And think about it. If the fans know that they're not going to be able to see Steph Curry, Klay Thompson, they're not going to see the Splash Brothers. They're not going to see, or if you're talking about the Cavs, they're not going to see LeBron, Kyrie, Kevin Love. Who's going to come to the game?
Nobody. It's pretty much like a preseason
exactly.
game. Like one of them preseason games. Sometimes they have, I remember a long time ago.
Exactly.
They had to yeah, it's like, you know you're not going to see. You're going to see them maybe warm up. I mean, you could actually see them.
Right.
But you're not going to see them.
Who the hell is going to be at the game? Who's going to be at the game to see these non-starters? Right, but is it? But that's still going to hurt the attendance of the game.
Yeah.
So
it's a conundrum.
You know, I mean,
it's a conundrum.
Yeah. It's like, yeah. So what do you do in that situation? Like, I don't think a fine. Like, why would you fine a team? You're going to fine a team for not disclosing their starters, but then
because
right.
the
not going to make any money off of that game that they're not playing anyway.
Because the catch 22 is, let's say Bron has, like, you know, he injured his ankle a little bit, but he's still fine.
and you want to appease the fans for that one game, and you know you play him the full game, and then he really hurts himself, and then he's out for the whole damn season. You know, so I do agree with you saying, you know, players do need rest because you're going to jeopardize the health. I mean, they have to rest their ankles. They have to rest their knees. You know, I mean.
Man, I don't think people realize, like, if you really think about what these guys are doing, like, these guys get on planes every day and fly city to city to city. You know what I'm saying? They play 82 games a year. And that's for the people that's not playing in the playoffs. That's for the people that's not playing in the Olympics. You know what I'm saying? Like, their schedule is really hectic. You know, you get jet lag and some of everything. Your body needs a chance to be able to shut down.
It ain't the NFL. You know, 16.
It's not the NFL, but it's still physical. Like, it's physical.
What I'm saying is, at least with baseball, you get over, like, 100 games, you know.
You could not
use that same ideology with football. You know, that just wouldn't work. I mean, one game you should have played out. It's like, okay. But when you're playing that many games, I think, you know, a few games you can afford it. You have to sit the players out because they're, you know, they're wearing and tearing on their knees. Well, I mean, it's a sticky situation because, like I said, you know, imagine me and you, we get tickets to go see Golden State. The Splash Brothers, you know, are sitting down. The only people that are standing up is pretty much Iguodala. That's it. You know what I mean? Come on, I mean, people, when they go to the games, they want to see, you know, Durant. They want to see, you know, Splash Brothers. I mean, they don't just want to see Iguodala, you know?
$250,000, though, man. Like, that's $250,000 fine just because the coach decides to sit the players
that's
without saying, hey, you know what, I'm going to sit these players. Like, that, to me, is bullshit.
That's like $2. That's like a slap on the wrist. That's chump change to them, man. To us, yeah, $250,000, $250,000, that's it. Yeah. I mean, that's nothing.
How many of our listeners have made $250,000 in a year?
Right.
Dude, we're talking about one game. And I know it's different because, you know, you're talking about a much bigger budget. I get that. But it's like, man, like, how do you penalize? To me, I think it's up to the coaches. It should be up to the coaches to manage their minutes and their players however they want to. Because otherwise, I mean, why even have the coach out there? It's like, are you going to tell them what they got to run the triangle to?
Exactly.
You know, you're going to tell them what offense to run? That people don't take into consideration that these players play extended minutes. What about the games that go into overtime? What about the games where LeBron doesn't come out of the game at all? If he has two or three games in a week, back-to-back, and he don't come out of any of them games, yeah, he's going to want to rest. I mean, I don't care if he's the greatest player in the league or not. I mean, these aren't robots we're talking about, and it shouldn't be up to the commissioner to decide who, you know, when to rest people. That's what the coaches are for.
Why don't we see what Triple OG? I think I see Triple OG holding on the lines. You know, we haven't heard from him in a minute. You know what I mean? Let's get a Triple OG perspective. What do you think?
I see him out there. He ain't pressed one, though, I don't think.
Triple OG, if you're out there, speak your mind on the open line. You press one, we ain't heard from you in a minute. But yeah, I totally get it, man. I mean, you know, but at the same time, listen, if you're getting the amount of money that these guys is getting, you best believe if I go to the game, you better take your ass out there and I better see you on the court. Because guess what? I got to go to work every day. I don't get no time to rest. I can't say, I worked last week. I just worked yesterday. So, you know, I think I'm going to sit this one out. You know what I mean? It's like, come on.
You get vacation time, though.
they get off-season time, too.
Their off-season, man, don't consist of, like, people don't really understand, like, for an NBA player, the off-season ain't the off-season. If you're not working on your game, you know, some of these players play Olympic ball. The best players get invited to the Olympic Games every year, and they play, you know, they play there. Where, you know, you look at that situation like, say, it's Kevin Durant. Kevin Durant has been hurt for a while.
Shut your bitch ass up!
You know what I'm saying? Would he have been... Oh, here we go. He had to get me. Y'all see how SB do me, y'all. That's tight.
April Fool's, baby.
Kevin Durant is hurt right now. And maybe if he wasn't playing so many minutes, maybe if he did get that rest, it would be less wear and tear on him. I mean, you got to give your star players time to rest.
Spins, did you see the way Westbrook... looked at Durant at the All-Star game when they was walking in the locker.
Like, Man, that to me is just some hyped up shit by the NBA. I don't think Westbrook and Durant really have a beef. I really don't. Like, what are they? A couple? He supposed he got to tell him his career moves. Like,
I mean, the way they be dressing. I mean, the wardrobe. I don't know.
And believe it or not, Westbrook is a married man. He's married to a woman. He doesn't dress like it, but he is. He's not the woman. He's married to a woman. I mean,
you know what I'm saying?
Google.
Giving dudes straight side looks and stuff, man. Like, come on, you know. What do you think about that, though? Like, I mean, since we're on Durant, you know, because we are in the barbershop, you know, getting a fresh cut over the line, you dig? You know, we can talk about whatever we want. But what do you think about that? Like, he's getting a lot of criticism saying, oh, players aren't loyal anymore. You know, he wants to run to Golden State, you know, just to get a ring, like Bosh, LeBron, you know, and Wade. I mean, that's what people do. You can't win a team by yourself. You look at any team that's won. I mean, could Mike have done it without Scottie? Everybody has. I mean, like, you look at Scottie, Mike, and Rodman. I mean, Rodman wasn't a super all-star, but, you know, Scottie was. I mean, you need
it ain't Ralph level. It ain't Ralph level.
Exactly. Exactly. It's not Ralph level. It's not Ralph level. But, I mean, do you think what's your take on that? I mean, if I'm an NBA player, I'll go wherever the hell I want it. If there's an opportunity, there ain't no really loyalty anymore. You know,
well, I say this, man. The all sports, but you know, you can say this about any sport out there. But the NBA has changed. It's no longer a league where you got one superstar and then everybody else is role players. Like say back in 2001 when Allen Iverson was killing cats on the court and he didn't have no help. That day is over with. That nowadays the stacked teams are the ones that win. Yeah. Did the Warriors need Durant? No. They really didn't need him because they won without him before, like 2 years ago.
Right.
But I think the whole reason he's getting criticized is just the way he did it, you know. And that's part of the, you know, superstars get criticized for this stuff all the time. People don't like the way LeBron left Cleveland the first time.
Yeah,
with the whole decision.
Yeah.
They didn't like the decision. He got criticized for that forever. So the way Kevin Durant left, I think, is more – I mean, the fact that he went and joined the team that just beat them the year prior, yeah, I think it was kind of soft, especially when they don't need him. Of course, the Warriors are not going to turn down a high-caliber player like Kevin Durant. Of course, they would never do that. You'd be stupid to turn him down. You know, I mean, as from an owner standpoint, you'd be silly to do that. If you got a player like Kevin Durant, you can get him on your team. You know he's not going to lose you basketball games. He's going to do nothing but win. But they don't need him. They gave up a lot to get him.
And if I was
KD, they really didn't need him.
If I was KD, man, why? I mean, I would not want to live in no damn Oklahoma City. I mean, no offense to any Oklahoma listeners out there, but, I mean, it's a no-brainer. You know, the Bay Area, Oklahoma. The Bay Area, Oklahoma. Miami.
Right. Yeah.
I mean, that would be, even when I play 2K, man, like when I get drafted, if I get drafted by like a whack city, you know what I mean? It's like you want to go to one of the destination cities, and that's just playing 2K. I mean, imagine if that was literally you. I want to be in Cali. I want to be in New York. I want to be in Miami, Chicago. Everything else is like, okay, Oklahoma, I'd be
right.
Mad. Like, damn, I'm in Oklahoma? I can't.
Yeah.
Damn, I look at the schedule, it's like, another home game?
I know, right?
Thanks, Clay Davis.
Oh, so while we're talking about the NBA real quick, who's your vote for MVP this year? You know, Westbrook is averaging a triple-double for the season.
Westbrook is a beast. I just don't like the guy, man. And I don't even know why I don't like him. I just don't like him. But, I mean, numbers
he's kind
don't
of, he's kind of an asshole. I can tell you, he's kind of an asshole.
Yeah, he's eating that dirt chicken. you know.
He's kind of an asshole. That's why I don't like him. But you can't deny his talent, though. Like,
yeah.
I had debates with people on Facebook. I got a homie that was like, see, Westbrook don't deserve the MVP. But you tell me when the last time somebody averaged.
What was the argument, though? What was the case? Why wouldn't he deserve the MVP?
I don't know, man. That remains a question to me, because you look at the stats. Nobody since Oscar Robertson, I'm talking LeBron, Jordan, Kobe, Steph, none of these guys have ever averaged a triple-double for a season. A season. You know how hard that is to do? Average a triple-double for a season?
Yeah. Yeah.
For a season? It's hard to get a triple-double in a game. This man is 6'3".
I know.
This man is 6'3". He's gotten games this season where he's had 18, 19 rebounds. And I understand the game has changed because, you know, the big man position is no longer the big man position. You got people like Anthony Davis, who's a center, DeMarcus Cousins, who's a center, and they're out here shooting threes like guards. I get that. The game is not, you know, it's not like they just down there and getting boards over everybody. But just the fact that his hustle is out there to the point where he can get – where he can average a triple-double for the season.
He can get a triple double. He just has a hard time getting a ring.
Yeah, I mean, that's where
the argument comes from, because anybody who's going up for MVP, you know, a lot of them have rings. You know what I mean? But
it'd be different if he was a player like Melo, who say the Knicks suck. You know, even though they seem like, I mean, to me on paper, the Knicks have a better squad than the Oklahoma City Thunder. But Westbrook is what makes that team go.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? He's got all the assists, all the points, and all the rebounds. He's making his team better. They're in the playoffs. They got a sixth seed in the playoffs right now. I mean, you can't argue with the fact that he's made his team what they are. Without Westbrook, they would be where the Lakers at right now. You know what I'm saying? So,
I concur. Yep.
But, you know, James Harden is also having a great season, and they're seeded number 5. So, you know, a lot of people are putting that out there because he's almost averaging triple-double, too. He's leading the league in assists, and he's up there in points, too. But it's not a triple-double. Triple-doubles are hard to get, man. I don't care what nobody say. Triple-doubles are hard to get.
For you.
Especially the average. For anybody. How come nobody's done it since Oscar Robertson?
I did it in high school.
You know? Yeah, all right. you averaged a triple-double in high school.
Hurt my ankle, man, you know? It's all good. Riddle me this, man. You know, I know the All-Star game, you know, has passed by, but I recall when I was a kid, I remember loving to watch the slam dunk contest. What? I mean, with Dominique Wilkins, Bud McKenzie, Michael Jordan, I mean, the beast of the league is supposed to be in the slam dunk contest. Who are these guys?
Man. That's what should happen to the dunk contest. It was terrible this year, dude. I don't even remember who won.
How many attempts do you get? I remember back in the day, first you pretty much get like 2 attempts. I mean, I remember the guy with the, I forgot, I don't even know his name, the dude that had the drone that picked up the ball. He had 5 attempts. I'm like, come on, man.
Yeah. You know, I don't remember his name either. He's a nobody in the league.
It's like, man, I got to put the kids to bed, man. How many goals do you get? You know, I just don't like the way – I don't like the where sports is going, man. I don't like
the way
sports,
you know. Yeah, and I say it all the time, man. It's sports is getting soft. It's actually been getting soft for a while. They can't celebrate. Football, you can't hit anymore. The whole point of playing football is – you know, on defense, is to hit the other player. So how can you – and I understand people are getting concussions and whatever, man, but that's the risk that they take. And they know the risk that they're taking when you decide that you want to be a football player. That's
damn it, Will Smith. It's all Will Smith's fault, man. What's that damn movie that was boring as hell?
Concussions?
Yeah. I'm surprised I didn't end up in a swamp somewhere, man.
I know, right? That's
you need to stop meddling,
kind of threat,
you need to stop meddling. But when you got a sport like hockey, when they literally can throw their gloves off and fight and stitch themselves up. You know what I mean? That makes no sense. Hockey, you can literally fight somebody, you know, bust somebody's head open. Makes no sense at all, man.
It's crazy, yo. Well, man, it's about that time, bro. It's been 45 minutes already, man. It's about time for us to get up out of here. Anything you want to add, man, before we go and get up out?
Yeah, man, I want to add, you know, I want everyone to have, obviously, you know, a safe weekend. And I think we should leave them, you know, with something, you know, positive. You know, since sports is kind of going down the drain, you know, being soft in football with, you know, blackballing Kaepernick, you know, people questioning Westbrook. But there's still hope in music. There's still hope in music. So I think it's only appropriate for Mary J. and a little Yeezy. This is the new thing.
It's been a long ride, but I made it here with love. I made it here with love. Said I've been up and down and I've been through it all. Took a while to know my heart. Oh, yes, it did. Yeah. Before love like this, you go through the fire and valley lows. But if you just hold on, please hold on. It'll love is strong, it'll save you. Oh, yeah. Please hold on, it'll save you. Save you. They put my life on hold, but I knew something they didn't know. I know myself and much to ever fold. Dark clouds are moving past you. Oh, you gotta love yourself. If you really wanna be with someone else, you gotta feed yourself. Before you feed somebody else, you gotta stay open and don't be foolish, cause everybody don't mean you well. You gotta love yourself before you love somebody else.
Yeah. Yeah. You gotta love yourself. You know what I'm saying?
I decided not to use my color as a handicap. He a designer, artist, producer, and he rap. Never found virtue from patience. In the dark room just pacing. Precious time is just wasting. You do not what we facing. I cannot be complacent. In my job be courageous. Nothing can just get shot. They can't find it a sailor. Made it out of the basement. Made it out of the underground. From a time where you out of town. They might gun you down blow. There goes another round. Blow. There goes another round. Came from the shot and wow. Look what the fuck they found. A young legend coming to shut the summer down. You need to talk to me like you don't win your mother round.
Oh, you gotta love yourself. Oh, yeah. If you really wanna be with someone else, you gotta feed yourself. Before you feed somebody else, you gotta stay open and don't be foolish. Cause everybody don't mean you well. You gotta love yourself.
You gotta love yourself.
Before you love somebody else. Was it? You deserve it. Ain't nothing else hurt you. Thought they put my life on hold, but I knew something they didn't know. I know myself and what to ever fold. Dark clouds are moving past you.
Oh, you gotta love yourself.
Oh, yeah.
If you really wanna be with someone else, you gotta feed yourself before you feed somebody else. You gotta stay open and don't be foolish, cause everybody don't mean you well. You gotta love yourself, you gotta love yourself.